From AP sponsored today, or excuse me, from ABC sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Karen Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing the environment, an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It's 12 noon.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, has just pleaded not guilty to federal bribery and fraud charges. There are calls for him to resign, but Adams says he was elected to lead and he will continue to do so. A recommendation from North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper as Tropical Storm Helene bears down on the state.
Because conditions are continuing to worsen, people in western North Carolina should consider all roads closed unless you are seeking higher ground.
At least 28 deaths in several states are blamed on the storm. Some world leaders left the room. Others booed as Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the General Assembly today. He vowed Israel would root out all terror threats to the region, including Iran. As Netanyahu spoke, Israel says it attacked the headquarters of Hezbollah in Lebanon. British actress Dame Maggie Smith has died. This is ABC News. Federal regulators have approved a new drug to treat an often debilitating mental illness.
About 2.8 million people in the U.S. live with schizophrenia, which can cause psychotic symptoms like hallucinations. It's one of the 15 leading causes of disability worldwide. Antipsychotic drugs to treat schizophrenia have been on the market for decades, but a new drug just approved by the FDA from Bristol-Myers Squibb targets a different area of the brain. It showed to be effective in trials, and medical experts say this kind of treatment is desperately needed. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Federal regulators have issued an urgent safety recommendation for some Boeing 737 jets, warning a critical part of the rudder system could jam. They say United pilots reported their rudder pedals were stuck in neutral during a landing in February. No one was injured in that incident. Boeing says it's reviewing the recommendations. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Karen Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Karen Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 74 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for sunny in the north and west portion of the listening area, more clouds in the further south and east portion, mild conditions with highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 53. And tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny and warm, a bit breezy with a high of 80, and northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, after a low this morning of 45, it's 74 degrees with south winds at 6 miles per hour.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Dr. Douglas Bull.
My role at RAMC is as an ophthalmologist that encompasses medical and surgical care for visual problems. What I deal with every day is cataracts and performing cataract surgery, but also glaucoma care, macular degeneration care, providing exams for diabetic retinopathy and evaluating for that so that patients can have the best visual outcome that they are able to have.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Good afternoon. It's 74 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Senator Howard Markline announced today that the new Highway 130 Lone Rock Bridge is open to traffic. Senator Markline worked to move up this project by nearly 4 years and to secure needed funding for the $37 million project. The new bridge opened today, and local first responders were the first to cross the newly opened bridge.
I am thrilled that the new Highway 130 Lone Rock Bridge is now open to traffic. Since 2020, I've been pushing the DOT to accelerate this project, and I'm pleased that we were able to accomplish this goal. The design-build process is one of the primary reasons this project was accelerated. Throughout this project, I have heard good things about the design-build program and process.
The old Highway 130 Lone Rock Bridge consisted of three structures. Two of the structures were originally completed 92 years ago, and the third structure was completed 82 years ago. The bridges were narrow and in desperate need of repair. The Highway 130 Lone Rock Bridge project was the first DOT project in Wisconsin to be built using the design-build process. Design-build projects overlap the design and construction phases to streamline a project, leading to faster timelines and increased efficiencies. Senator Markline led the effort to include $20 million in funding for design-build projects in the 2021-23 Wisconsin state budget to support this project. The design-build process was one of the primary reasons this project was accelerated, Mark Line said. Now that the bridge is open to traffic, construction work will continue to remove the three structures from the old bridge. All work is expected to be completed by summer 2025. Flags are at half-staff around Wisconsin today. The order from Governor Tony Evers honors U.S. Army Air Force Staff Sergeant Ralph H. Bodie, who was killed in the Second World War. The 20-year-old Racine native was a tail gunner on a B-24 aircraft shot down during a bombing mission over Kassel, Germany in late 1944. The War Department issued a finding of death the following year, but it wasn't until last December that remains were positively identified. Burial is today in Racine. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley is calling on the legislature to more than double its reimbursement of special ed costs to local school districts. In her fourth State of Education address at the Capitol Thursday, Underley called on the state to fund at least 60% of special education costs. The current reimbursement rate is 31.5%. Underley says many districts continue to struggle to afford to provide services and retain staff, and the state needs to help districts afford the cost of special education services. A Wisconsin Policy Forum report says Wisconsin could save big with Medicaid expansion. The report says Medicaid expansion would add between 72,000 and 90,900 residents to the program and save the state $1.7 billion over the next 2 years. However, health care providers and insurers would no longer benefit from Affordable Care Act tax credits, and some providers could see reimbursements reduced. Wisconsin is one of only 10 states that have not accepted federal funding to expand Medicaid. Governor Tony Evers has proposed expansion in each of his biennial budgets, but has met resistance from the Republican-controlled legislature. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation say the state will use more than $10 million to help reduce traffic congestion and air pollution. That includes improving traffic flow and adding intersections or turn lanes. Efforts to upgrade public transit, bicycle and pedestrian facilities, and ride-sharing programs are also covered. DOT Secretary Christina Boardman says the improvements will not only provide transportation options that help reduce regulated emissions, but can also help to reduce travel delays. 11 projects in total will receive funding. A contentious congressional hearing has shown that lawmakers are uneasy about the U.S. Postal Service's readiness for a crush of mail ballots for the November election because some of them feel burned by the other Postal Service actions. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy sought to reassure a House Appropriations Subcommittee Thursday that the Postal Service is well positioned for an extraordinary effort to deliver mail ballots to election officials on time to be counted, and that close to 100% will promptly make it. But as subcommittee members asked DeJoy about mail ballots, they criticized a larger plan to make the mail delivery system more efficient and less costly by consolidating mail processing centers. A Wisconsin district attorney said Thursday that her office is pursuing an investigation into the removal of an absentee ballot drop box by the mayor of Wausau. Mayor Doug Dinney removed the drop box located outside of City Hall Sunday and distributed a picture of himself doing it while wearing worker's gloves and a hard hat. Dinney is a conservative opponent to drop boxes. The drop box was locked and no ballots were in it. The city clerk notified Marathon County District Attorney Teresa Wetzenstein, and she said in an email Thursday that she is requesting an official investigation with the assistance of the Wisconsin Department of Justice. The general election is less than 40 days away, and on the ballot in November, voters in Wisconsin will have a statewide referendum question. As we break it down, the referendum would amend the state constitution from every United States citizen may vote to only United States citizens may vote. An interesting amendment because it's not clear if it actually functionally changes anything. For those interested in looking at a sample ballot before the election, head to My Vote for more information. New research from UW-Madison shows that children who live in areas that were once redlined have a higher risk of asthma today. Redlining was the discriminatory practice of giving specific areas low grades for home loans, usually because more people of color and immigrants lived there. It was widely used until it was banned in 1968. A new study from UW-Madison shows that children who grew up in areas that were once redlined had a 3% increased chance of developing asthma. Researchers say that's at least partly because of lower air quality and housing issues like mold and pests. Unemployment in Wisconsin is 2.5%. The State Department of Workforce Development says that's down from 3.3% in July. Joblessness went down in all 12 major population centers since August, as well as since last year. Wisconsin businesses say health care costs are a burden. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce's new survey shows 85% of Wisconsin businesses reported health care costs going up 10% or more. The University of Wisconsin Board of Regents has voted unanimously to fire a communications professor who was seeking to retain tenure after his dismissal as chancellor of one of the system's campuses for making pornographic films. The board today rejected his wish to remain a professor. Joe Gao had served as a chancellor of UW-La Crosse for nearly 17 years. He argued last week that he should be allowed to retain a teaching position on campus. But university attorneys argued he was unethical, violated terms of his employment contract, damaged the reputation of the university, and interfered with its mission. Gao has said he is considering filing a lawsuit to retain his teaching job. A federal judge has ordered the U.S. government to temporarily leave roads open on a Wisconsin reservation for non-tribal property owners. The Lac des Flambeaux tribe in the 1960s granted easements allowing public access on some reservation roads. The easements expired about a decade ago. The tribe last year barricaded the roads and demanded up to $20 million for access. The U.S. government sued on the tribe's behalf, seeking trespassing damages for non-tribal users of the roads. U.S. District Judge William Conley issued an injunction Thursday prohibiting the government from blocking the roads while the lawsuit is pending. Conley noted the injunction doesn't apply to the tribe, but he expects the tribe to follow it. It's currently a sunny 74 degrees in Richland Center at 1217. It's Gaze Mills Apple Festival time. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. It's tailgate time. Nathan's Angus Beef Franks, 11 ounces, $3.75. Bachler's Fully Cooked Brats, $4 a pound. Beef Sirloin Kebab Meat, $7 a pound. Smithfield Baby Back Ribs, $2.75 a pound. Hormel Flavored Pork Tenderloins, $2 a pound. Old Wisconsin Brats, 24-ounce package, $7.75. Cut Up Chicken Pieces, 85 cents a pound, or case price of 75 cents a pound. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday. Days 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
It's 74 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:20. The 65th annual Gays Mills Apple Festival is being held today through Sunday. Today includes the Lions Club Flea Market at the fairgrounds until 5. Things will kick off tomorrow morning at 7 with St. Mary's Pancake and Sausage Breakfast at the Community Building. The walk run will begin at 9 in Lions Park at the Kickapoo River Bridge. A variety of activities will be held throughout the day, including a carnival at the fairgrounds from 10 to 5 and live music at various businesses. Wisconsin's 77th Alice in Dairyland, Haley Heinzel, will also make a special appearance at the 65th annual Gays Mills Apple Festival tomorrow to highlight the significance of this specialty crop to the region and promote the 78th Alice in Dairyland Finals in Crawford County in May. Heinzel will be in the Gays Mills Lions Park in downtown area between 9 and noon. She will also make some orchard stops during her visit. Apple Fest attendees are invited to meet Alice, see her special car, Tassie, and post a picture on social media using the hashtag GaysMillsAppleFest. Heinzel's visit is part of the lead-up to the 78th Alice in Dairyland Finals. Alice in Dairyland is a communications professional with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, who works to educate the public about Wisconsin agriculture. Each May, a new Alice is selected from a group of candidates during an extensive public job interview process, and each year a different county hosts the finals. While Crawford County is home to 3 Alice in Dairyland alumni, this is the first time it will host this celebration of Wisconsin agriculture. It's Banned Books Week. Peter Bromberg with the group Every Library says more restrictions on reading make banned books more important.
Having access to the stories of people who have different cultures, different beliefs, different perspectives, maybe different life experiences, and that builds an understanding and an empathy. That's the necessary grease on the wheels of a democracy and a pluralistic society.
More than 100 Wisconsin school districts have had books challenged since 2020. The River Valley Area Community Gardens is accepting pre-registration for 2025 garden plots. 10 by 10 plots rent for $20 a season. 10 by 20 plots are $40 for the season, and 20 by 20 plots are $60. The fee includes straw, mulch, manure, compost, organic fertilizer, water to each plot section and hoses, as well as the use of a rototiller and other tools. Print registration forms are available in the info box at the gardens located in the 900 block of Northwest Westmore Spring Green. Forms may also be requested via email at info@rvacg.org or by texting 608-588-6040. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection will host 2 workshops during the 2024 World Dairy Expo for international exporters and importers on Thursday, October 3rd. The Exporters Workshop, hosted in collaboration with Livestock Exporters Association, will be held from 9 to noon. Exporters, breeders, veterinarians, and freight providers are invited to attend to learn about the global dairy outlook, export protocols, certification, financing, and other fulfillment. This event will feature experts from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, LEA, U.S. Department of Agriculture, Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, and the Export-Import Bank of the U.S. Registration is required by Sunday, September 29th at forms.office.com/g/WS9NZDCJTW. For more information, contact Jennifer Liu at 608 347-1852. The International Producer Symposium, hosted in collaboration with the Global Dairy Outreach and Global Cow, is directed toward global dairy producers and will take place from 1 to 4. This session will focus on dairy business profitability and feature two expert guest speakers. First, Paul Frick, University of Wisconsin-Madison, professor and extension specialist in dairy cattle reproduction, will present Building a Foundational Repro Program. Second, attendees will learn from Pamela Ruge, professor of large animal clinical sciences at Michigan State University, about gaining a competitive edge in milk quality. Registration is also required by September 29th at forms.office.com/G/YYYTQXY4BP. For more information, contact Shirley Aceto at 608-419-4643. Both events will be held in the Mendota Room 4 at the Alliant Energy Center at the World Dairy Expo grounds. The cost of attending is included with admission to the World Dairy Expo facilities. It's 74 degrees in Richland Center at 1226. Today's vital statistics are next.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center, is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 74 degrees in Richland Center at 1228 on this Friday afternoon, September 27th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Ann Lindy Schmitz, 90 of Bear Valley, died Tuesday at Pines Independent Living in Prairie du Sac. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Killian's Catholic Church in Bear Valley. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Killian's Catholic Church Saturday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Lindy Schmitz is survived by five daughters, Diane and Steve Emerson, Jean and Mike Trito, Lynn and Bob Trito, Ann and Mark Linz, and Julia and Lynn Barsky. 14 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, a sister, Jean Heiser, and many nieces and nephews. Mary Ann Lindy Schmitz, 90, of Bear Valley. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81, of Richland Center, died September 15th at Pine Valley Community Village from complications related to frontal lobe dementia. A memorial mass will be held Saturday at 11:30 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center Saturday from 9 until 11:15 before departing to the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to be donated to Alzheimer's, Pine Valley Community Village, and a grace. Bob Schmitz is survived by his wife of 61 years, Sharon, 2 children, Michelle, Shelley Schmitz and Mike Adler of Middleton, and Todd Schmitz and Carrie Melinda of Brooklyn, a granddaughter, 2 sisters, Patty Eichhoff of Cottage Grove and Shirley Cutting of Excelsior, Minnesota, many nieces, nephews, friends, and co-workers. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81, of Richland Center. Peter B. Regneri, age 81, died August 7th. A funeral service will be held at 2:30 Saturday at St. Philip Church near Rolling Ground. A burial service and reception will follow at the Regneri Farm. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Peter Regneri is survived by his wife of more than 50 years, Barbara, a brother, Patrick and Deborah Regneri, 3 sisters-in-law, Deborah K. Regneri, Judith T. Regneri, and Linda S. Regneri, 6 nephews and a niece. Peter B. Regneri, age 81. Pauline L. Stockton, age 101, died Monday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Bosque Belle. Burial will be at the Czech National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Pauline Stockton is survived by 5 children, Deanna and Carlton Kwame of Alberton, Montana, Richard and Mary Jo Snorick of Stoughton, Colleen and Ray Hazard of Fitchburg, Rhonda and Rick Milland of Kenosha, and Kim and Jim Trum of Bosque Belle, 15 grandchildren, numerous great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren, a great-great-great-granddaughter, and numerous stepchildren. Pauline L. Stockton, age 101. Orville Fredenberg, 95, of Cottage Grove, died Monday. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at Hope Lutheran Church in McFarland. The service may be live-streamed at GundersonFH.com. Burial will be held at Hope Cottage Grove Cemetery. Friends may call at Hope Lutheran Church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to Hope Lutheran Church. Gunderson East Funeral and Cremation Care is assisting the family. Orville Fredenberg is survived by his sister, Cecilia Parker, 4 nieces, a nephew, 3 great-nieces, and a great-nephew. Orville Fredenberg, 95, of Cottage Grove. Kevin Lee Freight Carley, 64, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Kevin Carley is survived by his soulmate, Sue, 2 daughters, Jennifer Carley, and Jill Carley and Jesse Radke, all of Richland Center. Brothers and sisters, Lyle and Sue Carley, Lynn Carley and Dwayne Jewell, Kenda and Ed McConkie, Karen Carley, and Lauren Carley, all of Richland Center. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Kevin Lee, Freight Carley, 64, of Richland Center. Mark James Delcamp, 66, of Muscadet, died Saturday. A memorial service will be held Saturday, November 30th at noon at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday, November 30th, from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mark Delcamp is survived by his mother, Shirley Delcamp of Muscadet, siblings Kate Delcamp and Rick Amdahl, Sherry Delcamp and Tom Lopez, and Brenda and Brito Delcamp. 9 nieces and nephews. Mark James Delcamp, 66, of Muscadet. Esther Powers, 82, of Reedstown, died Wednesday at Soldiers Grove Health Services. A private graveside service will be held at a later date. The Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown is serving the family of Esther Powers, 82, of Reedstown.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300. The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
It is a special day for a lot of couples around the area, including Rick and Marcia Burkhammer, Rick and Julie Pine, Matt and Kayla Williams, Dean and Carrie Davis, Jacob and Melissa Elder, Pat and Ellen Hines, Jim and Jan Barnhart, and Randy and Lori Shaw. Happy anniversary to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great Friday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the fog that was in portions of the river valleys earlier this morning has lifted. Meanwhile, some high-level clouds skirting into parts of south and southeast Wisconsin, just kind of hanging on our southern border here. The thicker clouds, of course, down into Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee area, where they're getting some substantial rainfall. That moisture is wrapping around Tropical Storm Helene, which is tracking up toward the Tennessee area. Now, we do expect that system to continue to swirl off to the southeast of us over the next 36 hours. Could bring us some breezy conditions at times through Saturday evening, but nothing too bad right around here. And temperatures remaining well above normal for the end of September. We will see a Canadian cold front charge through our area Monday night. No rainfall expected with it as it crosses Wisconsin. That looks like it would stay off to the northeast of the Badger State. Otherwise, some cool blustery winds come in behind that for Tuesday. Then some milder southwest winds build in for Wednesday afternoon before the next cold front hits Thursday or Friday. That one might have a couple of showers with it. So the rest of today, sunny skies in the north and west part of our listening area, more clouds to the far south and east. Still mild with highs mostly in the upper 70s. Northeast wind around 10. Partly cloudy tonight, low at 53. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny, continued warm and just a bit breezy. High temperature near 80. Northeast wind 8 to 15. Saturday night, mostly clear, low 53, and Sunday mostly sunny, staying unusually warm with a high near 79 degrees. On Monday, sunny or partly cloudy, breezy and mild, low about 53 with highs in the upper 70s. Tuesday mostly sunny, breezy and much cooler, feeling more like fall with a low of 52, high of 64. Wednesday partly cloudy and breezy, high 68. And Thursday breezy and partly sunny, high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 74 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 80, our low this morning was 45. Our high so far today, 75. The record high for this date set in 1954 is 87. The record low, 27, was set in 1991. Last year's high was 70 with a low of 63. Sunset tonight will be at 6:50 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:55. Currently in Richland Center, we have west-northwest winds at 5 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.95. Relative humidity is 50% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 74 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Some recognition for the U.S. pork industry today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
America's pork producers have quite a cheerleader in Lori Stevermer. She's a Minnesota hog farmer who became president of the National Pork Producers Council earlier this year.
Our industry supported 573,000 jobs. We created $37 billion worth of personal income for our farms and created over $62 billion worth of value added, or GDP. So we're a significant industry.
Stevermer acknowledges that pork may not be the largest livestock sector in the country, but she says it's a vocal one.
I'm really proud of the grassroots efforts that we've had from our members and our producers over the last year. We've had many fly-ins where we've brought more producers into D.C. I see more producers engaged at local, state, and national levels. And that's really important because each one of us producers has a different story and a different voice. And amplifying that message just makes us stronger. So we're small but mighty in our messaging.
Steve Ermer also recognizes that the pork industry has a stake in keeping the flame lit.
I'm really excited about the next generation. We have a group of young leaders that are passionate and they have a wealth of potential and they want to be involved with the pork industry. So we need to find ways to get them involved.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Harchi Lumber isn't just your building supply superstore. They offer a number of construction services for every type of job. Their drafting team can provide you with a set of house plans that includes front, back, left, and right views, as well as floor, foundation, and wall section detail plans. When you purchase your materials from Harchi Lumber, you're eligible to receive these plans at a discount. When you're ready to build an addition or a new home altogether, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Fuel bill. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand corn has game-winning statistics, like a 10-bushel per acre yield advantage. Pioneer brand corn, your best year starts here. A bill has been introduced in the U.S. House that would enable year-round sales of E15 fuel blends nationwide. A bipartisan group of lawmakers have co-authored the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act. Iowa farmer Kelly Neuenhaus serves as a member of the Corn Board for the National Corn Growers Association and tells Brownfield the legislation is a positive step forward to securing a long-term E15 solution.
We're hoping we can move the needle and get this year-round E15. You know, this is something we've been working on for 10 years now, and it's time to get it across the finish line. And with our excess corn supply today, we need some market drivers to help grind more corn.
The lawmakers say the bill is the House companion to a similar measure in the Senate that was introduced by Deb Fisher of Nebraska. An economist with American Farm Bureau says the looming port strike could have severe consequences for the U.S. ag industry. Danny Munch says the most significant disruptions would be felt in containerized agricultural exports.
They take up about 50% of U.S. waterborne ag exports and 70% of containerized ag imports. The disruption would be over $1.4 billion each week a strike is in place.
He says the potential strike would shut down U.S. ports along the East and Gulf coasts. A Minnesota farmer is one of 10 American Farm Bureau members selected to participate in AFBF's Partners in Advocacy Leadership Program. Amanda Duro of Hastings says it's an exclusive executive-level opportunity for farmers.
It's a two-year program, and we're building skills on advocacy, communication, and leadership. So we can bring it back to our home farms, bring it back to our communities, advocate for U.S. agriculture and U.S. farmers, and really just bring that message of agriculture to all.
She tells Brownfield program participants are in Washington, D.C., working on legislative relations, mock interviews with members of Congress, and going to witness testimony. A livestock economist says the slight year-over-year increase to the U.S. hog herd could pressure producer profitability. Iowa State University's Lee Schultz says there are modest profits in the industry right now, and that should continue for the next few months.
But getting into some red ink as we get into the fourth quarter, into winter, and then possibly a resumption of profitability as we get back next into spring and summer.
And the USDA reports the sale of 20,000 tons of U.S. soybean oil to South Korea. South Korea is the biggest buyer of U.S. soybean oil in Asia. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
AgriAmerica's mobile app has been updated to enhance your listening experience. Our mobile app now allows you to follow your favorite podcast, quickly access our streaming channel, receive push notifications for your favorite on-air reports, and more. Download the AgriAmerica app today on your Android or Apple device. Just search AgriAmerica in your respective mobile device.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
A slow day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet following the light to moderate business that took place Thursday. For the week, live deals have been marked at mostly $185, $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. And dress deals in the north were at mostly $294. That's up $4 from the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Asking prices for what's left on show lists are around $186 plus live in the south and $295 plus dressed in the north. Boxed beef is mixed at midday with late to moderate demand. For moderate offerings, choice up 50 cents at $298.87 and select is 11 cents lower at $282.26. At the Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers were unevenly steady. Heifers up to 800 pounds were also unevenly steady, and heifers over 800 pounds sold on a lower market. The USDA says demand was good and vaccinated calves brought top dollar. Medium and large one feeder steers, 506 to 532 pounds, brought $310 to $318. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 721 pounds, brought $250.50, and feeder heifers, 912 to 929 pounds, brought $214 to $219.75. Cash hogs are lower at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Processors are moving needed numbers without having to get aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up. Thursday's Hogs and Pigs report from the USDA shows slightly more supplies, which continues to put processors in the driver's seat. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, and that's helping provide significant price support, but there are long-term domestic demand concerns that linger. Along with the availability of market-ready hogs, the industry continues to monitor hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Director down $1.16 with a weighted average of $76.60. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $55. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.19 at $95.83. Butts, bellies, loins, and picnics were all higher. Hams and ribs were lower. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Silage harvest season is officially underway, but are you missing a step? It's not too late to add Silosolve FC to your harvest plan. Using a silage inoculant like Silosolve FC can help preserve your investment in one of your most valuable assets, high-quality feed. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy four cases, you get one free. Not using anything to preserve feed quality could be a costly decision. Ask your local silage inoculant dealer about Silosolve FC today.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whipple's hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Whipple's famous. At Whipple's Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Whipple's Hybrids.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Soybeans and corn are higher. Cattle and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, and why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are right around the session highs on commercial and technical buying, along with spillover from a sharply higher move in soybean meal. The trade is monitoring harvest delays in the southeast and faster activity in other parts of the region. Parts of Argentina and Brazil need rain as planting starts to get underway. November beans are up 25 and a quarter at 1066 and a quarter, and January's 24 and three quarters higher at 1084. October bean meal's up $18.10 at $342.40. October soybean oil's down 43 points at $42.49. Corn's higher, watching harvest activity, including the delays in the southeastern corn belt and drier weather in western growing areas. Extended soybean planting delays in Brazil would have an impact on second crop corn. December's up 6 1/4 at 419.5, and March is 5 1/4 higher at 436.25. And wheat has turned mixed, but remains mostly lower. U.S. export sales have improved than compared to last marketing year, but Russia still has the lowest global price. Soft red winter planting delays are likely. December Chicago's 2 cents lower at 582.25. December Kansas City's down 1/4 at 578.75. December Minneapolis is down 1 at 610.5. Cattle are mixed, waiting to see how much direct trade's left to be done. Yesterday's trade was above a week ago. October live's up 40 at 184.50. December's 2 higher at 184.85. November feeders are up 87 at 245.85. And on the steady to lower cash and the higher midday pork, October hogs are up 22 at 82.25. December lean is down 10 cents at 73.82. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
The logistics of shipping produce. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Do you ever wonder how your fruits and vegetables make it from where they're grown to your local grocery store? Roger Victory with Michigan-based Victory Farm says getting a pallet of root vegetables like turnips or rutabagas from his farm in Michigan to a grocery store in, let's say, Miami doesn't happen without supply chain logistics that have been well-defined.
Well, there's a truck we'll be loading in the West Michigan. We'll pick up some onions, we'll pick up some celery, put some blueberries on, some apples, and it can put a pallet of the turnips and rutabaga on there. And that's how logistically we are able to operate and ship throughout the whole eastern half of the United States. It's a collaborative effort of many different growers all working together about various different product lines. And that's we solve the logistic issues by having the diversity of the crops that we produce.
And for his operation to be successful, he says diversity has been a great benefit.
With all the other crops being grown, all these specialty crops that I started out with an acre of this or, or 2 acres, we were able to combine that with the celery, the onions, and this to the north, we have the ridge area for all the fruit production, the blueberry production.
Today, Victory says he harvests about 12 months out of the year. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Brownfield Market Updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Tim's Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a good sale. Large squares topped $185 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Coin auction ending October 16th at 6 p.m. We have another online-only auction getting ready. Keep an eye out. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020 for more info, or go to www.timsacauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
This weekend marks the sixth week of the high school football schedule. Hello, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for football game of the week action on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Friday night, homecoming football. Lancaster plays at River Valley. The Arrows and the Blackhawks. Kickoff time, 7 o'clock. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show kicks it off around 6:40.